Well, let's go back. I'm sorry. Number 43, this is how I saw it. This is a Jerusalem Post. This is today. New troubling developments with Russia's nuclear arsenal, says U.S. official. So I was like, where is the story? I've not seen this.
Right.
I kept searching for it. I couldn't find any source other than the Jerusalem Post that was quoting the New York Times. So I found the New York Times article, and this says Western officials warn Russia could use a dirty bomb as a pretext. And let's go ahead, Doc. Let's do this one, and then we'll turn out the lights. But it's the last quote that we really need to see. But we'll start with number 45.
Right. So top officials from the U.S., Britain, and France sought on Monday to call out what they said was a transparent ploy by Moscow to create a pretext for escalating the war in Ukraine, rejecting claims by the Kremlin that Kiev was preparing to detonate a dirty bomb on its own territory. Now, the strikingly public effort to expose the suspected Russian maneuver, which began with a joint statement issued on Sunday by the three allies, reflected a belief in Washington, London, and Paris that President Vladimir Putin's commanders may be preparing the ground for a sharp escalation in the war.
Let me ask you, has the Pentagon ever used false flag operations to start a war?
Absolutely.
You better believe it.
Absolutely.
They were going to blow up airliners in South Florida and blame it on Castro back in the 60s. What about the USS Liberty? Was the Pentagon involved with Israel in the attack on the Liberty?
Obviously.
So that they could start a war and bomb Cairo, Egypt? I mean, I can name a lot of Pentagon false flag operations.
But notice,
so they don't have clean hands.
Right. So notice how they're shifting this narrative now into blaming Russia. I mean, yesterday when we started talking about the story, they were, you've got Russians and Americans talking now.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that Russia would be making a serious mistake if it uses tactical nuclear weapons. We've got a short video of the president making these remarks.
Bomb allegations from Russia as it relates to Ukraine. Do you believe that this is the beginning of a false flag operation? Is Russia preparing to deploy a dirty bomb itself or a nuclear weapon?
I spent a lot of time today talking about that. Let me just say, Russia would be making an incredibly serious mistake if we were to use a tactical nuclear weapon. I'm not guaranteeing you that it's a false flag operation yet. Don't know. But it would be a serious, serious mistake.
Well, now, notice what he said there. I think it was a Freudian slip on his part.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the Russians do use nukes, it's not a false flag operation.
No, it's out in the open.
Right. And so did he just admit that they're doing a false flag operation and they're going to blame Russia for it?
That's a good observation.
I've been thinking about this ever since.
It doesn't make sense.
Right. Why would he even bring up a false flag operation? Because if Russia uses this nuke, it's not a false. It's a real flag.
Or was he confusing a tactical nuke with a dirty bomb?
Right.
But Russia's not going to use a dirty bomb.
Right. Or it could be the effects of his fifth jab that he'd just got in his arm prior to him even speaking.
By the United States, that its annual nuclear exercise has begun.
A slight delay because they had expected this to begin a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And now Russia's making the formal declaration now that they are involved in their annual exercise.
Okay, I'm going to bring developments with Russia's nuclear arsenal, says U.S. official. So I was like, where is the story? I've not seen this.
Right.
This says Western officials warn Russia could use a dirty bomb as a pretext. And
France sought on Monday to call out what they said was a transparent ploy by Moscow to create a pretext for escalating the war in Ukraine, rejecting claims by the Kremlin that Kiev was preparing to detonate a dirty bomb on its own territory. Now, the strikingly public effort to expose the suspected Russian maneuver, which began with a joint statement issued on Sunday by the three allies, reflected a belief in Washington, London, and Paris that President Vladimir Putin's commanders may be preparing the ground for a sharp escalation in the war.
Mike, let me ask you, has the Pentagon ever used false flag operations to start a war?
Russia's nuclear posture, and they believe no decision had been made to use a tactical nuclear weapon. They made clear that a move in that direction was their central concern. So in other words, they don't have any evidence that Russia's doing it either.
But we know they're going to do it.
Yeah, we're going to know they're going to do it. We've not seen any reason to adjust our own nuclear posture.
Whoa. You know what that means? Doc, think about what that line means. We've not seen any reason to adjust our own nuclear posture. That's the United States nuclear posture. In other words, we haven't put our American nuclear armed ICBMs
on alert,
on full combat alert. That's what they're saying. Keep going.
Yes. So we've not seen any reason to adjust our own nuclear posture, nor do we have indications that Russia is preparing to use nuclear weapons. And that's from Ned Price, State Department spokesman. But we've heard these very concerning statements, and we wanted to send a very clear signal.
Okay, so what concerning statements have they heard?
Russia reaching out to these major allied partners
saying
that, hey, we've got information that Kiev's going to launch a dirty bomb and blame it on us.
Yes, and so the Russians are saying to the Pentagon, don't do this. Don't go down this road. We've got the information on Ukraine. Do not go down this road. If you think this is the way to get NATO in this war, you're going to be very sorry. That's what the Russians are saying privately in those phone calls. You don't want to do this.
Right. Now, next quote's an important one. Pentagon officials were on edge Monday after three phone calls in 4 days between the Defense Department's top civilian official and top uniformed officer. On Friday, Mr. Austin initiated a phone call with Mr. Shoigu, his Russian counterpart, the first time the two men had spoken since May. The conversation was meant to delineate the red lines that could potentially provoke Russia to launch a nuclear attack on Ukraine and to clarify for the Biden administration why Mr. Putin has been raising the prospect of a nuclear strike in Ukraine, three officials said.
Do you hear what they discussed on Friday? General Shoigu and Secretary of Defense Austin.
These are the red lines.
The red lines. Shoigu said, Secretary Austin, let me tell you what our red line is. If Ukraine does this, 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 or this, or if America does that, 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 or that, we're going to use nukes.
Now, that call on Friday was before the dirty bomb accusation, okay? Because the Defense Department officials were surprised when 2 days later, Mr. Shoigu requested another call, this time 7:30 in the morning Sunday, in which he accused Ukraine of preparing to use a dirty bomb. Now, the allegation, which the United States has said was baseless, spooked senior defense and military officials who expressed concern that Moscow might be using the false flag as a distraction, masking some other more ominous development.
Is it possible, Doc, that the Ukrainian Nazis are plotting to use a dirty bomb without telling the Pentagon and NATO?
Sure. Because from their perspective, they're desperate. They can't get fighter jets. They can't get everything that they want from the West. So we've got to move this narrative down the road a little bit.
And they were unable to blow up the nuclear power plant.
Right.
They failed. Ukraine repeatedly tried for months throughout this entire year to blow up their own nuclear power plant.
Meanwhile, in the West, we were told that the Russians were trying to blow up the power plant they were defending.
Yes. That they were possessing the power plant
and shooting at themselves.
So. Now, this next quote, this is the last one. This is the one that I want everybody to see.
So that possibility only heightened concern, about a false flag operation, heightened concerns among already jittery senior Pentagon officials about Russia's next possible step up the escalation ladder. One senior U.S. official said there were new troubling developments involving Russia's nuclear arsenal. Now, the official asked for anonymity and declined to provide any details, given the sensitivity of the issue. At a Pentagon briefing on Monday, a senior U.S. military officer said there was no indication that Mr. Putin had made a decision to use unconventional weapons, nuclear, chemical, or biological arms, but offered no details. So this is interesting, Rick. When 2 days later, Mr. Shoigu requested another call, this time 7:30 in the morning Sunday, in which he accused Ukraine of preparing to use a dirty bomb. Now, the allegation, which the United States has said was baseless, spooked senior defense and military officials who expressed concern that Moscow might be using the false flag as a distraction, masking some other more ominous development.
Is it possible, Doc, that the Ukrainian Nazis are plotting to use a dirty bomb without telling the Pentagon and NATO?
Sure. Because from their perspective, they're desperate. They can't get fighter jets. They can't get everything that they want from the West. So we've got to move this narrative down the road a little bit.
And they were unable to blow up the nuclear power plant.
Right.
They failed. Ukraine repeatedly tried for months throughout this entire year to blow up their own nuclear power plant.
Meanwhile, in the West, we were told that the Russians were trying to blow up the power plant they were defending.
Yes. That they were possessing the power plant
and shooting at themselves.
So. Now, this next quote, this is the last one. This is the one that I want everybody to see.
So that possibility only heightened concern, about a false flag operation, heightened concerns among already jittery senior Pentagon officials about Russia's next possible step up the escalation ladder. One senior U.S. official said there were new troubling developments involving Russia's nuclear arsenal. Now, the official asked for anonymity and declined to provide any details, given the sensitivity of the issue. At a Pentagon briefing on Monday, a senior U.S. military officer said there was no indication that Mr. Putin had made a decision to use unconventional weapons, nuclear, chemical, or biological arms, but offered no details. So this is interesting, Rick. So there's a talk of a major escalation among Russian nuclear forces, but they're not giving any details about it.
And not only nuclear, they mentioned chemical and biological.
Right.
So they're saying that an unnamed senior U.S. official that could be at the Pentagon, could be at the White House, National Security Council,
right,
told the New York Times that there are troubling developments involving Russia's nuclear arsenal. He declined to provide any details given the sensitivity of the issue.
Now, that worries me more than anything else, that statement right there. He's saying, I feel comfortable enough to tell the New York Times reporter, listen, we're worried about some developments that the Russians have with their nuclear arsenal.
But I can't tell you.
But I can't give you any details about it. And that would cause me, as a reporter, to kind of sit back and go, wait a minute here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something big that's cooking here.
So I see it as two ways. Either the old anonymous source, hey, you can't quote me, but man, do I have some powerful information. You can put this in your article. Just don't quote me. There's something big going on with the Russian nukes. Don't ask me. I can't tell you. There could be one of two explanations for that. Number one, he's planting false information.
Right.
He wants to get circulating in the American media. Something big's coming down. The Russians are getting ready to do something. Or, number two, the Russians are getting ready for the Ukrainians to do something and expecting NATO to come in on top of it. And so the Russian nukes could be on high alert right now, Doc. That may be the troubling new information, the troubling change that he sees. It could be because the Russians, General Shoigu told, don't you think General Shoigu too told Secretary Austin and Mark Milley over the weekend? I'm going to tell you what the red lines are.
That was Friday. Here's the red lines.
And
Sunday morning, hey, we're about to see a red line crossed.
Yes. And then the U.S. is publicly telling the world, we don't believe the Russians. We think the Russians are lying. We think the Russians are actually going to do a false flag and detonate a dirty bomb. And Shoigu is calling them back saying, hey, you're playing a dangerous game here. We're telling you what the Ukrainians are doing. And you have turned this around and you're telling the world that we're lying. Let me tell you something, sir. Our nukes are on full alert. That's the kind of conversation I think may have happened over the weekend, which means we're this far away from the use of nuclear weapons and possibly chemical and biological weapons. And you got Joe Biden, who got lost in his garden.
Backyard.
Did you see that video?
Oh, yes.
The nuclear war starts. Somebody go get President Biden. He's wandering around outside in the garden. He can't find his way back in. That's who's leading us right now. Well, I wanted our audience to see it because it is a very serious piece of information that's not getting any news coverage other than the New York Times, and that was at the bottom of the article.
You had to dig to get it.
I had to read the entire article to get down to that last paragraph. Let's pray. Doc, why don't you pray that world leaders, God will be able to work through these men and women, somehow bring them to their senses and bring about some type of settlement that prevents a world war.
Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you knowing that prayer works and that prayer changes the hearts of men and changes governments. It can change situations and circumstances. And so, Lord, we come together as a people that believe in you and believe in the power of prayer. And, Lord, we pray for cooler minds to prevail in this incredibly tense situation. Lord, we know that the gospel needs to be preached in all the world, and Satan is working overtime to steal, kill, and destroy, and to keep so many souls out of the kingdom. Lord, I pray that you would even use the situation and the news that we've talked about here today in order to encourage hearts to pray even harder for the world leaders. Pray for President Biden. Pray for Vladimir Zelensky. Pray for Vladimir Putin. Lord, for all those that are involved in this conflict and the struggle. They don't know, but not only are they being deceived by men in powerful places in this world, but they're also being deceived by the forces of darkness, Lord. And so, Lord, right now we speak against those forces of darkness. Lord, that we know that you're able to pull down strongholds. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would even use these situations and circumstances in order to allow the gospel to be preached in Ukraine and in Russia and all of Europe, Lord, even as we approach these very trying winter months that are ahead of us, Lord. You can be glorified in all of this, Lord. And so, Lord, we lift up these world leaders. We lift up Xi Jinping, and we ask that the gospel would get to his heart as well. Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' name that as we gather together as a people bound by love and faith, that we believe that you can change this world. And Lord, that the Prince of Peace can prevail. This does not have to be the end. And maybe, God, you're looking for a praying people that will pray for those that are in authority and believe for the gospel to be preached. Maybe just one more time for the gospel to be preached in an area that's never been preached before. And Lord, if you can use us to do that, then we're willing and we are ready and we are standing by, ready to be used by you, whether it's in prayer or whether it's moving our feet to share the good news. Lord, thank you for this Godcast today. And thank you for this people that are joining together in prayer, believing that you are still God, you're still on the throne, and that prayer changes things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.